Quality Comfort, this is Tina.
Hey, Tina, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing this Friday?
I was worried I missed your call. I'm on the other line with a customer. Can you hang on for like 2 minutes?
Yeah, take your time. No worries
thanks.
At all. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Thanks.
Yep.
Okay, so, so sorry.
No problem. No problem
it's
at all.
It's just me in the office, so it's like,
Right. Happy Friday.
Exactly. Let me finish this so I don't lose any of this save.
Yeah, take your time.
Obviously a new software throwing into the wrench there, which makes it even more fun.
Right. I feel like companies all at 2024, even ours, right? We're like, oh, let's put some new stuff in.
Well, and let's throw a monkey wrench in there. So we have a rotating call, basically. So we have four lines.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason right now, line one is not included into that rotation. So when you call line one, rather than it going over to line two, it basically makes it sound like you have a call waiting. Well, it's not always that easy to just say, hang on 1 second. Do you mind if I grab my other line?
Right.
So we're working with Optimum right now to get that fixed, probably more than you care to know. But anyways, okay, so Daniel, I'm a pretty brutally upfront person. I don't like to sugarcoat things or anything
like
that.
Yeah, shoot it.
Okay, yeah. So obviously we are looking at a couple different platforms. I don't know if I've told you. We are on Angie Leads currently. Haven't been overly happy with them. A lot of the leads that we're getting just aren't the best, shall I say. So,
right.
I know you were talking about basically being able to guarantee to get us Google guaranteed. Sorry, I'm making notes here as we talk. Guarantee.
And you have, so unlike Angie's, you have the automatic dispute system. So the way that works is like when the lead calls in, if you schedule an estimate with the lead, like if you schedule an appointment or if you quote them over the phone, like give them pricing, those are the only two situations where you're charged for the lead. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
Say that one more time.
Yeah.
So basically, when I'm assuming, explain how the exact process works. So customer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Start from scratch.
Yeah. So what happens? Every company that's Google Guaranteed Verified, right? It's not going to be your phone number that's showing there. It's a Google rotating number which will forward to your phone. So it comes through on your phone as LSA lead. Now, these leads, it's recorded by like Google Bots, like an AI essentially. And what they're doing is on that call, if you schedule an estimate, like if you schedule an appointment with them, or if you quote them, like give them pricing, Google's going to charge you for those leads. They consider that a qualified lead.
Now, are people actually giving pricing over the phone?
Most industries don't, but some do, you know, like locksmith industry. So they kind of keep the rule the same for everybody. You know what I'm saying? But if you did price them over the phone, which I know typically in your industry, you got to go out, you got to do an estimate to see exactly what's needed, you know. But if you did price them or if you schedule an appointment, Google's going to consider that a qualified lead that you are charged for. Okay.
Yeah, right now I'm getting a lot of people basically give me pricing over the phone. I don't want to do pricing over the phone. I want to actually be out in your home because, again, you can't quote what you can't see, and I'm still being charged for those leads.
Right. So if that's the situation, and you're going to know it's a Google guaranteed lead when it comes through, just don't quote them over the phone. Try to book an appointment. If you don't get the appointment booked, then you're not charged for the lead. Simple as that. You know?
Now, are other companies charging, so to speak, a trip charge to go out there to give estimates, or are people basically, if it's replacement, some do, okay.
Some do. So my locksmith guys that I have, right, and we have different industries on Google Guaranteed, but locksmiths in particular, you always get, like, a price. So what they're always asking for price. So what I have them do is they put, like, a $75 trip charge or whatever they want, right, on the Google Guaranteed profile. So if somebody's not okay with that trip charge, they're just basically not going to call. You know what I'm saying? So that is an option that you could do as well. You know, just putting a trip charge on the profile itself.
Okay, but if we obviously want to get more leads, people calling us, a lot of people obviously don't want to pay to have somebody come out there.
Right.
Then
right.
We can always discuss that when they physically call. Okay, so.
Exactly. Yeah.
So brutally honest, basically, I see here, you know, it's $52 per qualified lead, and that could be for repairs, for maintenance, for replacement, whatever. And again, I am only charged if I A, quote over the phone, or B, actually schedule the appointment. If they say,
correct.
Oh, we're just looking to shop around, can you give me a rough number over the phone? Nope, we can't do it. Okay, no problem. Bye-bye. I'm not charged.
You're not charged. Correct.
Now, is this something where I'm going to have to dispute this every single time?
No, it's automatically disputed. Now, to safeguard it, and it's crazy how accurate it is, but to safeguard it, you'll have a tracking system through us, okay? You'll have access to it from an app, or you could log in from your browser. So you'll have your own username and password, and when you log in, you'll click on leads. It will show you every lead that came through, and it's going to say paid or unpaid next to it, which essentially means qualified or unqualified.
Okay. Got it. All right. How much is all this charging me up front?
$250. There's a $250 application / management fee. Your situation's a little different. You already did the application. We just have to sync those reviews. So you don't have to do the app again. But what's going to happen is in your Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment, they'll walk you through how to add them on as manager to your Google Guaranteed profile. So you'll still own it. We just manage it. That way we could get it correct for you.
You guys manage my Google business page.
Not the Google business profile, the Google Guaranteed profile specifically. Yeah, it'll be a separate management request on that. It's called like a CID, but it's basically your Google Guaranteed profile. So we won't be in your Google business profile. We'll be in the Google Guaranteed platform.
Okay. Now, how does that differ from
the map? Yeah. So the map section is organic, and it's off of, like, where you're located. Like, you had to go through a PIN verification process to get that, whether you did a postcard or you did a phone verification or an advanced verification, whatever it was. That's the map section, though. So on there, it's going to list your actual phone number, right? It'll have, like, your website, your reviews, et cetera. The Google Guaranteed profile separate, that's a lead program. One of the main reasons it's not your phone number on the Google Guaranteed profile is Google wants to decipher, like, are people calling you from Google Guaranteed specifically, or are they calling you from the map section? Now, another really cool thing, too, or not cool, I guess, but it just kind of safeguards it from you getting bogus leads, right? If somebody was to search your company name, right, the Google Guaranteed section will not show up. They'll have to actually do a search for, like, HVAC contractor or any of the subcategories that you have turned on in order for that Google Guaranteed profile to show.
Okay.
That way you're not getting charged for leads on, like, referrals, you know? Like,
you
have to
be
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So only $250 basically to start this up. Is there a contract? Is there a minimum time frame that I have to be on the profile? Basically, we start it. You know what? This just is not working out.
It's month to month, no contracts. Yeah. You can cancel at any time. But yeah, that $250 application/management fee, that's the first thing that's due so we could take over your Google Guaranteed profile and, again, get it corrected, make sure those reviews are synced correctly, set your subcategories up right, and make sure you're ranking. Now, after you're approved, and you should have a pretty quick approval because it's just going to be the review link is from what I'm seeing. And then, obviously, they'll like, spice up the profile to make sure it's listed how you want it to list. But there's a minimum budget requirement for 13 qualified leads. So that budget would be at, hold on, I have it in here somewhere, $676. So it's basically 52 times 13. So $676 would be your lead budget. That won't be charged until, one, we have your application, like, already submitted, like you're approved for Google Guaranteed to go live, and two, you give us the thumbs up to charge the leads.
Say that one more time. 52
okay.
times 13, which is?
676.
676.
Yeah.
And that is charged when?
That's charged once you decide to activate your lead. So you're going to have 13 leads in the bank, essentially, and the way your lead budget works is it rolls over. So, like, let's say you take on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an estimate with each lead, right? The following month, you'll be charged $676 to replenish your lead budget. Now, if you guys take on, I'm just going to use one lead as an example, just to make math easier on me. If you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's say you only got one qualified lead that month, which I'm sure you'll get more, but You won't be charged the $676. You're going to be charged just for that one lead you took on, the $52.
Okay. So it's $250 to start up, basically, and then we're roughly going to be charged $676 a month, and we're guaranteed to basically at least get 13 leads a month. Now, say we want to raise our budget. I'm assuming the $676 is a budget. I'm assuming for all intensive human terms. $676 is more or less our budget. Say we want to increase our budget to $1,000 a month, basically.
We'll
get as many leads as possible with it maxing out at $1,000, correct?
Exactly, yes. Now, it probably wouldn't be $1,000 exactly. Like, what they're going to do is they're, because they want the 52 to add to the amount of leads that you want. So they'll go over, like, how many leads do you want weekly, monthly, et cetera. And then you, to answer your question, though, yes, you can increase your budget at any time.
Okay. Now, currently, and actually I was, so we charge automatically. Okay, so I am now, finally, it's showing that we finally passed everything. I'm assuming it just needed to take a couple days to get our reviews all up to snuff, so to speak.
Right.
I'm now going to my Google page. Give me 1 second. So as of right now, basically, because I know you and I were talking about, because what I don't want to have happen is I don't want to be double paying for something.
Right, right.
Let me go back. Yes. Where is my folder here? Oh, there it is. I think I set it up for my average weekly budget to be $78. I think it was like a max of like $339 a month or something like that. So that goes away.
Yes. Yeah, so in the setup, so since you're already approved, they don't even have to do the sync. What they're going to do is make sure the Google Guaranteed profile is correct. And we already factored into the lead cost for you to rank. Because there's really three main factors for ranking. It's the amount you bid on the lead, the answer rate that you have, which you answer always from what I've seen. So you're golden there. And then reviews, obviously, which that'll be a work in progress. So we already factor in bidding more on the leads for you to rank higher, you know. But, yes, in the setup, they're going to make sure that you're not double charged, correct?
Okay, so basically the $78 average weekly budget, $339 a month, that's
going
to go
gone.
Away and be replaced with this. And obviously, depending on how the leads go, now can you tell me, I don't know if you can answer this, how many HVAC contractors you have that you're currently working with within our area?
Yeah, so give me a second. On Google Guaranteed specifically, right now there is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in your specific location. In terms of who we're working with, I don't believe any of these guys. I don't recognize any of them, but I could search in our system right now. Give me one quick sec.
I guess my question is also is, when you guys send the lead to me, are you sending these to four of my competitors?
Oh, no. So we don't send you the lead and you call it. The lead's picking you and calling you directly. That's how Google Guarantee works. Yeah.
Okay.
So like Angie leads, right, that you did before, they'll have clients or potential clients, right, fill out a lead form and they send the lead to like four or five different companies. Google Guarantee doesn't work that way. It's not pre-screened, but it's screened on the call. And they're picking you and calling you directly. So you're not sharing the lead with anybody.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably a hard question to answer. How many leads, realistically, can we expect from this either on a weekly or a monthly basis?
So at that 13 leads per month, you're looking at 3 to 4 leads per week. Okay, realistically. Now, I have a guy in New York that he sets a lead budget for 200 leads, and he sets it for the entire state, though, right? So he doesn't always hit that 200 lead budget, right? But especially, like, in the winter months, right? Like, December, November, he wasn't hitting that. But you can get that amount of traffic. It just depends, really, on how far out you guys are targeting.
Okay. Okay. Send me everything we need to get started on this, and let's go ahead and get rolling.
All right. You're going to love it. So what's going to happen is in a second here, it's going to automatically trigger you the application again, but ignore it. You don't need to fill it out because you're already approved. All they have to do is walk you through adding them on as manager to the Google Guaranteed profile. So what I'm going to do is assign your lead technician in just a moment here, and I'll schedule your onboarding appointment with them so they can walk you through that process. Okay,
super
easy. Okay,
so they will walk me. Again, I am not computer savvy. I mean, I know enough to get by. I'm not technical when it comes to stuff like this. I don't even like doing the answering the phones. I'd rather just be out in the field. So now in terms of, like, does this also, because I'm guessing I'm kind of honestly also looking at this from, okay, what am I paying this $339 for? I'm pretty sure that this is just for Google Leads, correct?
Correct. That's for Google Leads. Yeah.
So this basically takes over Google Leads. So instead of, I just want to make sure that we're getting our name out there in terms of the internet. That's
right.
My biggest thing is I have these ads. Yes, these are great. But now if I take them away, I need to make sure that clients are able to see me in other or better ways, if that makes sense.
Right. So in my opinion, okay, and I firmly believe this, Google Guaranteed, it's the best product that Google has, and it's the best lead program on the market currently. So unlike the map section, like through basic like search engine optimization, right, which we offer that stuff here too, but you're only going to rank locally in that type of program. With Google Guaranteed, you could show as far as you want as long as you're, like, licensed and insured for those areas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's going to be amazing for you, you know. Now, just for account purposes, so the email right on file, you want everything going to the Tina@qualitycomfortaz.com? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I handle all the marketing and everything like that.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And
so now, do I go in here to... Basically, again, I'm on the billing section right now on my Google page. Am I going in here and stopping these leads, or do I basically just wait for you guys to call me and then we take that over at that point?
Go ahead and stop them right now just to be safe, because I'm going to schedule your onboarding appointment in a second, but they're gonna walk you through how to add them on as manager, and they're going to make sure everything's good on that end.
Budget. I think I know how to do this. Change bidding mode. Manually set me. Doesn't let me completely remove it. It's saying I have to do at least something.
Here, give me 1 second. Let me message that side too.
I mean, at the same time, it's showing today that we are actually.
Hold on, let me look real fast.
I think it's actually showing that we're Google Guaranteed now. Daniel, can you hold 1 second?
Yeah, take your time. I'm just checking into something too.
Hello.
Leads are on. Okay.
Okay, what time? Okay, so, but I can tell Jerry for sure you'll be there by 3 o'clock. Okay, all right. Hey, Dan, hang on 1 second. I need to call the client.
Yeah, take your time.
My technician, he's finishing up a repair right now. He's asking if it's okay if he gets there any time between 2:30 and 3. I apologize. Okay, perfect. He'll arrive any time between 2 and 3 at the latest, I promise. Sounds great. Thank you so much, sir. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Okay, sorry.
You sound great on the phone. That was awesome.
Thank you. I'm like juggling 2 phones going on right now. Okay, right. So let me, I need to message my guy real quick just to let him know.
I verified, too, your leads aren't on yet. So what I'm doing is I'm messaging that side, too,
okay.
to get, like, the quickest appointment possible, too, to
okay.
walk you through adding them, you know?
Okay, perfect.
So, all right.
Gary, 2:30 to 3:00, and he said, no problem. Okay, so now customer, move schedule, how do I move this? Friday, 2:30.
Okay, so they're going to be able to take you as soon as possible. So, and the leads aren't on. I confirm that. So there's
okay.
no way you can get charged yet. So let me, what's your last name, Tina? Just for account purposes.
Ibarra. Now, actually, when I go into profile and billing, it actually does say your balance, you'll be charged automatically on February 1st. If your balance reaches your $200 payment threshold before then, you'll be charged immediately. You've used $4.73 of your $200 payment threshold.
So I'm looking at your Google Guaranteed account right now. The check mark's not on, so the leads are not turned on yet. Like, 100%. Yeah, they'll have to go in and take a look, but there's no way that you could have gotten a lead so far, you know? Because your leads aren't on.
Now I'm wondering what the heck am I paying for then? January 1st through 17th, I'm on Google, and now I'm a little concerned as to what I'm paying for then, and how do I, yeah, because it's edit budget, fuck, I hate the internet, okay. Let's get them to schedule me on Monday, and I'm assuming it's hopefully something to the effect where I can share my screen, and they'll be able to see exactly what I'm being charged for. Now, how does this differ from the 50 million calls that I'm getting every single day from someone with Google, IQ or Google something to it?
I've heard of Ad IQ multiple times.
There we go.
So there's thousands of different digital marketing companies. Okay. Our company, we've been in business 19 years. We're a Google Premier partner. As soon as they started the Google Guaranteed platform, we jumped on board with this program. So we have, a dedicated rep even at Google to our company for Google Guaranteed. So Ad IQ, I know they don't offer Google Guaranteed. They do like local SEO, which is like optimizing your map section. They'll do indexing on multiple directories, Google Ads, pay-per-click. So I don't know exactly how to answer your question there because there's a ton of different companies, but you're in good hands with us. I can tell you that, you know. What I'd recommend too, if you have time, because it's a quick call, we set like a 30-minute window, and, you know, we're – we're like completely, just like I was, right? Anytime you need to put us on hold, that's perfectly fine. But I message them, that way they could get in there and make sure you're not being charged for anything, like as soon as possible. Like I could get you scheduled even as early as 30 minutes from now at 2 p.m. It's up to you though.
I can do, I can do 3 o'clock today.
3 o'clock? Okay. So give me one sec here. Let me, what's your last name, Tina?
Sorry, Ibarra. Y, B as in boy, A-R-R-A.
Perfect. Thank you for spelling that, too. I would have butchered it. I definitely would have started with an E.
A lot of people either do that or an I.
All right, sure. Let me get this thing booked, too, just to make sure. Yeah, you're going to get an email calendar invite in 1 second, too. It'll say local splash LSA onboarding appointment, okay?
Okay.
All right, excuse me 1 second. Google guarantee. Okay. Attach your email. 1 hour before the appointment, you'll be automatically triggered an email reminder and a text reminder as well. And what will happen is we'll call from the 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'll call first to introduce you to the technician. It looks like you'll be assigned to Ivan, too. He's amazing. Does a really good job. Okay.
Now, I do have to ask you a few questions just because, of course, I have to do my due diligence. Why do you guys have a 1 star out of 5 on Better Business Bureau?
Okay, so Better Business Bureau, if you look at our Google reviews, we have over 900 reviews, 4.2 or 4.3 rating. On the BBB, we've been in business for 19 years. We have, I believe, a total of 13 complaints out of 10,000, over 10,000 clients over, you know, the longevity of our company. So you'll notice if you look at every BBB complaint too, there won't be like, there's a response from us on every single one of them, where we came to a solution. But you won't see one negative review on there regarding Google Guaranteed either. Like it's, typically clients sign up like for local search engine optimization. And, you know, we're real thorough about explaining the timelines on that process, which could be 30 to 45 days. Before you see results, that's for a different program than what you're getting on, okay? But I believe the majority of those are like, man, they didn't get me on there and they were with us for like a month, you know? So it just takes time for those particular packages. But Google Guaranteed, since we started this platform, we have 100% retention rate on these accounts. Not one client canceled on it, you know?
Okay, sounds good. Then yeah, I will wait for you guys' phone call today at 3 o'clock. Can you do me a favor? Can you change the phone number? I'm gonna give you guys a different line, the one that's I'm not having rollover problems with.
Yeah. What's the best phone number?
928-302-3875.
Okay. Yes. So 928-302-3875. That's the one you want us to call.
Yes, go ahead and call that one instead because, again, line one's not rolling over for some reason.
What I have to do, too, to finish up is I do have to secure billing information and charge the one-time application slash management fee.
For the $250?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. First off, the name on the card, is it Tina Ibarra?
Yes, that's correct. Tina Ibarra.
Okay, and let's see, 2484 Rainbow Avenue North, is that the billing address? Okay.
Yes.
And is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
All right, ready for the card number when you are?
4246.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Okay.
8287.
Mm-hmm.
5266.
Expiration?
1028, I apologize.
No problem. And the CVC code?
901.
And you said your name's Tina, right? T-I-N-A?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. I thought you said something else, so I just want to make sure. Okay, awesome, awesome. Okay, so what I'm doing, I coded out the card. I've already assigned Ivan to the package, okay?
Okay.
And I'm processing the payment now. Give me one quick second here. You're going to receive an invoice shortly, and again, you'll get the application, but ignore the application. You don't have to fill that out because you're already Google Guaranteed approved, okay?
So ignore the email that I'm going to get?
Well, ignore the one that says it'll say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. You could review that, but what I'm saying is the application in there, you don't have to fill it out because you're already approved.
Okay. Does it have to do another background and all that stuff?
No.
Partner? Okay.
No, you don't. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So you don't have to fill that portion out, okay?
Okay,
Give me one sec. Let me attach this. Billing. All right. So the Google Guaranteed campaign begins. We'll come to you here shortly. And then, again, just ignore the application on there. The other email you're going to want to take a look at, okay, it'll say Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Mm-hmm.
When you click on that one, okay, it's going to, the fifth line down, there'll be like a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
When you click on that, I wanted to explain that one. So it has all of our products on there, but you're on a Google Guaranteed only campaign. So the things that are on there that are included in your platform are Google Guaranteed, the tracking and reporting system, obviously, you know, client support, the text confirmation. So ignore the local SEO on there, the Google ads, the Facebook ads. You're on a Google Guaranteed only campaign. Okay, and you'll see what I'm talking about when you pull it up.
Yeah, I see it here.
Okay.
Okay, and again, the max you guys will charge as of right now, the budget that we're setting up is $676 a month, and I can...
Yeah, and that won't be charged until they finish the management transfer, right, or add us on as manager, and you give us the green light to turn the leads on. And they'll go over that all with you today. We got you set at 3 o'clock.
Okay. And again, I think you said I can pause my leads at any time.
Correct. There's four ways to pause them.
The weekend, whatever.
Correct. So there's four ways to pause them. So in your initial invoice, when it says please click here, after you reviewed everything, it's going to have you type your name in and hit confirm. That's going to take you to a username and password screen. So after they get this management transfer over, you're going to be sent your username and password. So you can always pause your leads from your dashboard, or you could call, email, or text in order to pause them, whichever is easier on you.
Okay. So I'm basically at that page where it says local / user login. So I'll just keep this page up until I talk to them at 3 o'clock.
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. Awesome, Dan. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. We'll talk to you very soon, okay? You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.